Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Most people want to write a book. However, most people also don't know where to begin or how to start. Now, when you're talking about writing a nonfiction book for business growth, most people get overwhelmed when they start thinking about this. Why? Why does this happen over and over and over again? Well, one, most business people aren't authors. They aren't writers. So there is a gap between, hey, I'm really good at this, but I'm not a writer. So how do I write my book? And then on the flip side, there are people who are great writers, but then they tend to overanalyze and want it to be overly perfect. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to break down what a very basic framework for an entire business book is. And we're going to break that down right now, okay? Now, let me make this very, very clear, okay? Let me make this very, very clear. This is a very basic, a very light, a very structural framework, but you can use this for ideas to help you organize your thoughts, to help you organize kind of where you're at in the process currently. And I want to make this also the statement is, you know, when I write my books, when we work with people to help them write their books, there's a deep process into how to really formulate this and how to really dive deep into it and how to structure it so that you can produce the highest quality book in the shortest amount of time. But my goal with this right now is to give you a framework, to give you a little bit of a framework to help you understand kind of how the book can be structured and some of the key elements that you definitely want to include. So we're not going to talk about, you know, dedication, acknowledgments. We're not going to talk about that stuff. What we're going to talk about is the core writing portion of it. And so the first thing that you're going to talk about is that introduction. Now, I like to look at that introduction to me. I love a good introduction because it's not so far in advance of the book that people don't read it, but it's also a little backstory, a little insight into the book before you get into the really good stuff. And so there are three things that I like to make sure that I do on an introduction. I like to address what is the problem. I like to address why am I the person to solve this problem. And I like to let people know what to expect throughout this book. So for example, if you're writing a book on anything, what is the problem you are trying to solve? Tell a story, tell a statistic, just kind of address that right from the get-go. Why are you the person to solve this problem? Tell us what you've done. What was your transformation? Why are you the expert on this topic without being a stuck up or a egotistical person, but show people how you went through your transformation, where you started, which is probably where the readers are, to where you are today, which is what you're going to teach the readers by reading this book. And then what can readers expect? So when they read this book, are they going to expect it to be broken up into parts? Are they going to be expected to break it up into like what can they expect throughout the book? What could they expect to learn? Some people like to go really nitty gritty and break it down by what chapters. Some people like to break it down by parts. Some people like to just break down overarching concepts. But this kind of sets the stage. And here's what I've noticed. If you do an introduction like this, you are going to get people really excited about what's to come. And you're also going to get people who put the book down at that point and don't read it. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is okay. Okay? Because we want the right people reading our book. We want the people that vibe with our style, the people that really, really resonate with our book. And at the end of your book, even chapter 4, after chapter 5, you want people to be reaching out to you saying, hey, I love what your book's all about. I want to talk to you and see how we potentially work together. Now, once you got the introduction, you go into your early chapters. Now, this can be a chapter 1. This could be a couple chapters. Again, this is a very high level basic framework. And you could decide, because some books are going to have 15 chapters. Some books are going to have 8. Some books are going to have a little bit more. It depends on kind of how you're structuring it, what your objectives are, and a few other things. But in the early chapters, this is where you really want to kind of introduce the core concept of what the book's going to be about. This is where you're going to break down beliefs. This is where you're going to really dig deep into announcing, kind of get people aware of what is really about to happen here. So a lot of books that I'll read, the opening couple chapters really set the stage for everything. right? The intro gets me warmed up. The first few chapters really help me understand why this is the right thing. So in my book, Big Idea to Bestseller, in the early chapters, we talk about overcoming limiting beliefs. We talk about why a book is the ultimate differentiator in your business. We talk about a few of these things because it really gets people warmed up. And then you go into what's called your core chapters. Now, your core chapters are often your framework, your coaching program, your speech talking points, your methodology, your step-by-step process. Now, more often than not, you're not actually going to do this in chronological order in terms of like how your life experienced it. You're going to do it in the order that you would teach someone to get the result. So for example, if I was writing a book on personal finance, okay, and I went through a process, but I made mistakes, I'm not going to tell the reader that order. I'm going to tell the reader the order of which I wish I would have known that I now know that will help them get the result they're actually looking for. So for example, let's do another one. This is a silly example, but if I'm writing my book on how to write a book, I'm not going to tell you, oh, I started writing my book and then I went back to outline my book because that's what I did wrong. I'm going to tell you, I outlined my book first, and then I started writing the rough draft, and then I didn't edit as I go, and then I brought the editor on. You really want to make sure that you're focusing on the reader experience in this. So your core chapters are really your framework and your methodology. What is the order of which you will teach somebody, aka the reader, to get the result that you are promising them through the title and the subtitle of the book? Now, let's do a little outline within this outline. And so here is a chapter structure that you can use, okay? Now, again, this is just a high-level framework, but this could help organize your thoughts. I like to use a framework that, and sometimes you use it, sometimes you don't, but it can be a basic chapter structure. So it could start with a quote. Then it can be a story about you or a client. Then it can be a lesson. What are you trying to teach? And then you can have a call to action at the end of that chapter. Now, as I mentioned, this is very basic. You could have quote, story, lesson, testimonial, lesson, story again, call to action. You could have no quote and just jump straight in. But in these core chapters, you really want to make sure that you're building trust and relatability with the reader, which comes through personal anecdote and personal story. And testimonials. And then you really want to show them that they can actually get the result that you're promising. And that is through the educational, that is through the teaching, that is through the lessons that you can now transfer from your knowledge to the paper, to the reader. All right. And so let's break it down. We have the introduction, we have the early chapters, we have the core chapters. The core chapters is the meat and potatoes of the book. This is really where you're laying everything out. And then you have the ending chapter or chapters. This is where you really want to kind of finish with a recap. You know, when people read books, okay, there's a lot of words, 30, 40,000 words in these books. You're not going to remember everything. So what we really want to do as an author, especially an author who's using a book for business purposes, is you want to make sure that in the book towards the end, you recap everything. Reiterate what your process is. Reiterate the steps that they could take. Reiterate where they can go to get this next information, right? And so go over your message one more time. Tell one more big story that brings everything home. Okay, share your framework clearly and concisely in step and just order. Like list them out, step one, step two, step three, all the way to step eight if you have eight steps. Okay, remind them what you just told them. A mentor of mine always used to say, sometimes we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. And at the end of a book is a great time to remind people what they just read to get them excited about what's next. And then once you've kind of brought it all together, you've rounded up the book, you've completed the book, I always like to tell our people to include a here's what to do next page. To me, the reason that I love this so much is because a reader just read your book. Now you want them to take the next step. Well, what is that next step? What do you want the reader to do now that they finished your book? They might have already downloaded some of your resources throughout the book, but now it's, okay, hey, I read this book. I can apply right away. I have the link right here. Amazing. Oh, I want to hire Jake to speak. Oh, here's who I email if I want to hire him to speak. I want to book a call. Here's the call link. I want to give you a free resource. Here's the resources. I have a community. Join the community. Whatever it is, I love to have a here's what to do next. And this is where you just make short, punchy, very clear, here's what to do next. And you kind of order those out. So this is a very high level, basic framework of how you can organize a nonfiction book. Introduction, early chapters, core chapters, ending chapters, and here's what to do next. Now, if you follow this approach, okay, this is not the end all be all of your entire book framework, okay? There's more work to be done and we could break that down for you, but this will help you organize your thoughts a little bit more. Maybe it's, oh, I can write my introduction now. I know what I'm supposed to answer, right? What is the problem? Why am I to solve the problem? And what can the reader expect in the book? Maybe you're like, gosh, my core chapters, I need to build out my framework and my methodology. So here's my challenge to you. You've listened, you've watched up to this point. My challenge to you is to identify, hey, do I know what my book's all about? And if so, can I fill in the gaps? What parts of this basic framework are really easy and what parts are really hard? The parts that are really easy, awesome, great job, keep going. The parts that are really hard, okay, hey, maybe I need to outsource this. Maybe I need to get some help with this. Or hey, you know what? Maybe I need to do a little deeper work into understanding my audience so I can better create my framework. Maybe I already have my great framework, but I'm not sure how to tie in my stories to it. Okay, great. Now, if you want additional support and help, here's what to do next, right? You can reach out to me and our team. You can visit bigideatobestseller.com, send us a request. We'd love to help you out. Or you can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller, where it shows you the step-by-step roadmap of how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book for business growth. And you can get a free copy of that at go.bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. Okay, would love, love, love to hear how you develop your frameworks, how you develop your outlines, what changes you're making in your book process based on this video. So I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you're starting to see things a little bit differently. I hope that this is maybe confirming what you already thought, or maybe it's introducing you to something that you didn't know you needed. Either way, I hope this gets you one step closer to writing, publishing, and launching a great nonfiction book. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!